By the way, has Rex got Halloween stuff?
Well, I suggested a I did I suggest
a Christmas.
I suggested a song to him just at the beginning of the show. No, here's what happened. At the beginning of I don't know when I sent it originally, but I asked Rex to write a parody for Halloween of a Beatles song. It's done. It's done. I'm looking
right
at it now. It's done.
Wait a minute. He's got.
That was less than a half hour?
Yeah, I bet you he's actually the son of a rich oil tycoon. I guess they don't have any needles in Texas anymore. A white slavery ring. And so he's got a whole group of people that write for him, probably. He's back there going like, you guys, you know.
Yeah, where's the challenge? I thought you were going to challenge me.
Didn't we say something like? Didn't we say something like write a parody with the 1812 Overture or something like that? Or
Rex, this is perfect. Because that was the thing. That was the part. The last line of each verse was the thing that got me. You don't know what the song is, but
right.
I don't want to.
Right,
I can tell you during a break.
No, I can be surprised. I'd like to be surprised too, because it's funny when things are actually funny and are surprising on the show.
But it's just that the last line of each verse got me thinking when you can say things like that, you know, do a scream like, you'd have to know the song to know in order to know what I'm talking about. So, but anyway, yeah this is.
So, you know, since you and Rex got this little special relationship, and you guys can, like.
That's pretty good. That was fast. I mean, that was like, boom. This is amazing. It's like speed parodies.